And now more Coastal Daybreak.
Hey, outside, we're still looking at a little bit of fog and mist out there this morning, and probably going to be off and on during the day. We are going to look for temperatures to climb up to about 60 for today. Maybe I might get there. It might not change a whole lot from what it is now. Our overnight low tonight around 49, a 50% chance of rain tonight, but rain likely for tomorrow and even tomorrow night. As Les still says, tomorrow night actually might be stronger, but then moving pretty quickly offshore. High 59 tomorrow, low 52, and then sunny on Saturday through Wednesday with the highs in the mid-60s. Maybe a little hiccup on Tuesday with the front moving through, but behind it will be some cooler temperatures. Atlanta Beach, low tide 11:35, and Surf City at 12:03, and offshore winds at 10 to 15 knots out of the west. They'll turn into the northwest later. 58 degrees in Surf, 59 in the Sound, and outside now 54 degrees.
Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And welcome to Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster from Harvell & Collins, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ben.
And with the new year comes taxes, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, wanted to start with the government shutdown.
Yeah.
As our listeners know, December 20, 2018, mm-hmm. partial government shutdown.
Right.
Ongoing ever since. And so just wanted to give them an update with regards to where the IRS stands on this. The service actually issued a plan, mm-hmm. Which covered the government shutdown, but really only went through the end of 2018. So they're in the process of developing a plan, but this was the proposal on the initial plan that they put regarding the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the plan is that the filing season, the 2019 filing season, will be unaffected. That's what their goal so
sure,
far.
Yeah.
And, you know, certain activities are actually already funded. Mm-hmm. So one of those is the most pressing, which is the completion and testing of the upcoming software mm-hmm. programs for the filing of the 2018 tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
So they're continuing with that. So that's going to be ongoing. They will also continue to process electronic returns
mm-hmm.
and also process paper returns through a process called batching. And criminal law enforcement actions.
Oh, imagine that.
Are going to continue to ongo.
Yeah.
So those are the things that are there. And notice I did say processing returns.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say issuing refunds
yeah.
because that's number one on the list of things that will not occur if the government shutdown continues on through, mm-hmm. through the month of January. Also, processing amended
mm-hmm.
returns. So 1040Xs, those will not take place. Good news for maybe some of our listeners, the audit and examination of returns is going
right.
to be paused.
Yeah.
One of the things there, Ben, is that the service does come back. If you're in an audit or an examination process and you're up against a statute of limitations, that 3-year statute of limitations that we talk about regarding the auditing of returns,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times they'll come to you and ask you to extend the time for the examination to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your choices basically say no, which is probably the knee-jerk reaction of most taxpayers. Don't let them extend the time. Well, what they do at that point in time is they just go ahead and assess
yeah.
whatever they have already come up with and
right.
say, this is the best guess we've got at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it is in your best interest to go ahead and just allow them to continue on with their work in an effort to get that number as small as possible. So a lot of times you are probably extending the statute of limitations with regards to audit examination of returns. But that will be paused
mm-hmm.
as of the government shutdown.
Now, every year, isn't there kind of a date when they actually start processing anyway? It was sort of a date later in January. It's not right away.
Yeah, last year it was around the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they said, sure, you can go ahead and send your returns in.
But we're not going to look at them.
We're not going to look at them. They're going to sit there you mm-hmm. know, in the stack until we actually get around to the actual mm-hmm. processing of returns. And they will there, as far as processing paper return with payments,
mm-hmm.
They're not going to be doing that.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be one thing that they're actually going to hold off on through the government shutdown. Taxpayer services, such as answering your questions,
mm-hmm.
those are going to be shut down as well. So not going to be able to get your questions answered, here in the immediate future. And then basically processing non-disaster relief related transcripts
mm-hmm.
is going to be halted. So that may, if you do need a tax transcript and you're in our area, likely you will be able to get it because again, they're flagging this based upon where were those disaster areas.
Right.
Or, you know, if you need to get this information or to get your return prepared, mm-hmm. The service should be processing those requests just simply based upon the fact that we lived in an area that suffered Hurricane Florence. So if you do need your tax transcripts, it's possible that those would get processed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, I sent a transcript request in yesterday. I wasn't holding my breath that I was going to get it anytime
soon. Right.
So that's just one thing to make our listeners aware of, especially if you're, you know, applying for mortgage loans. A lot of times they're wanting to see those tax transcripts.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be a little bit of delay in a process of even getting a loan, to purchase property if they need that tax transcript in order to process that loan application.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So just one more thing to add to the list of possibilities that may affect you in the near future.
Now, you said they're not going to process paper payments with paper returns with payments.
Yeah, that's what the plan says.
What if somebody's paying from a year a prior year or some other late payment?
Yeah. So again,
will the interest accrue if they've written a check and already sent it off?
See, that's the difficulty, Ben. Uh-huh. I mean, probably, and I think you'd have a pretty good argument for some type of waiver there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day that ticks by, you know, obviously you're dealing with taxes and with interest and penalties issues. So, certainly if you do send a payment in and there's you get a little leg on bill, so to speak, I would certainly call the service, once they're back up and running fully. And I think that they'll take care of that if you can prove when you sent it.
Right.
So
right.
Keep those certified postcard receipts are critical with regards to showing when you actually did in fact send in these these documents and these payments.
You wouldn't want to get a failure to pay notice.
I know. That's all right.
They're talking about criminal enforcement still being
So that's pretty much where it stands right now with the service. Mm-hmm. The tax court is actually, they close for a few days towards the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
but there's a session coming up next week. And as of right now, those sessions are going to be held. Mm-hmm. They said they've got enough funding to go through at least 2 weeks, mm-hmm. two more weeks of tax court. So if you've got a tax court date, I don't think you're going to be able to get out of that one.
Right.
Without being able to answer. They said that the lawyers that are on the government side will be deemed to be essential employees since they'll have have the cases.
Right.
So that will in fact take place. If you have any questions about that.
If they're working without pay.
Yeah,
I wonder. Say, you go.
That's right.
You're free.
Maybe they'll cut you some slack. Any questions about the government shutdown? Feel free to give me a call or send me an email. But hopefully, you know, it'll be one of those short-lived kind of things. But that's just what we're looking for. You know, since filing season is about to ramp up. Next thing I wanted to get into, Ben, was just kind of an update with one of our celebrity corners.
Mm-hmm.
This was one that I saw over the holidays and I thought was pretty interesting. We mentioned Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
She had passed on August 16th, 2018. She died intestate, if you can imagine that.
Right.
Aretha Franklin did not have a will, did not have a trust document in order to pass her estate down. She did, however, have four sons.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of those a little bit cleaner ones. You know, but you know, you never know. There could be someone out of the woodworks trying to claim
their
relative of some type. Yeah. Just like Prince. Her estate's estimated to be around $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not without its tax issues.
Mm-hmm.
And here the IRS has been named as an interested party in the estate.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. $6.3 million of unpaid taxes from 2012 through 2018, the largest being $2.1 million. In 2015, and the service has actually gone as far as to file tax liens against the estate for tax years 2016 and 17 that's around $500,000 or so, because those years have actually been assessed is what the service says. The attorney for the estate, David Bennett, he says that, you know, they've already paid $3 million in taxes. And that all returns have in fact been filed. They're just being processed at the moment, and that will lower these amounts that I've gone over. However, they're disputing these amounts because they said that IRS just didn't quite understand what Aretha's business actually is. because there were some taxes with regards to, you know, her being a freelancer, an independent contractor.
Right.
There were about $1.5 million over the years that the service has imposed that he says shouldn't have been imposed. We'll see. There's a hearing set in the probate court January 16th 2019.
Love to sit in on that.
Yeah, I know. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it? They need to live stream that.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, this just goes to show you. I mean, you know, here the numbers are staggering. But, you know, one of the things that we talk about with our executors and administrators, Ben, when we open up an estate, is the importance of making sure that a decedent's tax returns have been filed and taken care of and payments made. You know, in North Carolina, taxes have a priority, if you can imagine that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't come before administrative expenses. They actually don't come before secured creditors, but they do come down the list, and they are, you know, just after funeral expenses with regards to where their priority does lie. So it's important, because if you fail to do these type of things as an executor and administrator, you take on personal liability. So you can imagine when David Bennett, the attorney for Aretha's estate, says all the tax returns have been filed, you know, he got on that promptly because he wanted to make sure that he wasn't taking on any personal liability with regards to Aretha's estate. So a lot of times, you know, we're dealing with individuals who sometimes it's cut and dry. You know, you have a spouse type situation. They know exactly what the tax situation is. Yes, I filed the taxes. Yes, we paid the taxes. We're good to go. But, you know, sometimes children, their parent passes, they don't really know.
Yeah, they don't.
So, you know, one of the things I'm asking them to do is go and look and see if they can find, you know, the tax returns, the old tax returns.
I would imagine that's when you're requesting transcripts.
That's exactly right. And in the event that we can't find them or can't get in touch with the accountant who prepared them, we need to make sure the returns are filed. And that's exactly right, is filing transcript requests to see if returns were actually filed and whether there's a balance owed on these returns. So we can make sure that we're marshaling the estate's assets appropriately.
Yeah. You know, watching Jeopardy last night, and wills was one of the categories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then it had, it was interesting that the question involved Henry Fonda did not leave anything to Peter or Jane Fonda.
Wow.
Because he felt like they were already had substantial means.
They were good to go.
Yeah. So, but I thought about you guys, because the whole category was about unusual things left in wills.
Wow.
And so, but then that just goes to show you that you can take care of that estate, you know, and try to see that your wishes are followed, right?
That's right. That's right. And it would have been important, I think, for Aretha to have that, we mentioned, had that will or had that trust, keep things private, especially in her case, being a celebrity. She just failed to do that. And now all of her tax issues are coming out as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things that you're in the public eye, you're in the public eye.
Yeah, there you go. If you want to find out more about your own tax life, you can call on Andrew, and you can email him at afoster@harvellandcollins.com, and call to make that appointment at Harvell & Collins at 726-9050. They're at 1107 Bridges Street in Morehead City.